Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, happy Woke Wednesday. We have arrived to the middle of the week, and look, we're still standing, or at least sitting, you know, holding our heads. Folks, as with this new version of Woke Wednesday, I do want to run through a couple of stories that I think folks should be paying attention to and the disaster that we're in. So first off, I'll say this. I haven't been sleeping well. I have not been sleeping well for at least a week, couple of weeks, maybe. I get into bed. I toss and turn. And then eventually the sky starts to get lighter. I fall asleep and then my alarm goes off and I'm super groggy. And, you know, I've been wondering, you know, like why this is happening, right? Like I do go through bouts of insomnia and I have for quite some time. But it really is environmental. It is our country. It is the state of the world. You know, when people ask me these days, like, oh, you know, how are you feeling? How are you doing? And I'm just like, not well, right? Like, I am working out. I am trying to eat better. That doesn't work all the time. I'm trying not to drink as much. That doesn't work all the time. I meditate. I pray. I go for walks. I spend time with family and friends. All of the things that I tell you all to do is a reminder to myself about what I need to do. And some days and weeks, it doesn't fucking matter because I am on pins and needles about how this election is going to turn out and whether or not after 248 years, if America is just done. Right. And it isn't hyperbolic to say that. Like, we have watched other nations fall. Right. And, you know, America is not special in any way that we can say that we are immune. I mean, we thought had a better governing structure and idea of, you know, democracy. It's an idea. In practice, it hasn't worked out so well because there's always been people that have not been at the table, right? Who have been subject to some of the worst policies, right? That have kept them in a cycle of poverty and despair since forever. But the thing that has always made America different is the possibility, right? The possibility of a thing here. And my sleeplessness comes from the fact that I believe that the window on possibility is closing. And I don't really know what to do with it. So, you know, I know that I'm not alone because you all DM me and message and comment under these videos, you know, so I know that I'm not alone. And I start out today on this Woke Wednesday saying it because I just think that it's important. Like, hopefulness is really important, right? Believing that things can get better, believing that you have the power to make things better is incredibly important. And when we lose that, right, when we start to, you know, just sink into hopelessness, the opposition wins. And pulling yourself out is a lot harder, right? Think of it as quicksand. Pulling yourself out of quicksand is a lot harder than trying to avoid it in the first fucking place. And so that's where I am on this Wednesday. I posted a video earlier in the week for people who are still like, oh, I'm not going to vote for Biden. And I'm just like, at this point, you clearly want authoritarianism, because ain't nobody going to hear your fucking protest vote from inside of the camp. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, no one is going to hear your protest video when Donald Trump and the Republican Party dismantle the free press and rewrite the Constitution. And like, there isn't going to be that. So you can do whatever the fuck you want, right? Like, for right now, for the next few months, it's a free-ish country. So by all means, throw your vote away. But I'm no longer like out here trying to, I'm trying to engage and keep hopeful the people who want this country to last, you know, for generations, that want their daughters and sons and children to have a future, right? Where they have opportunity, where they have access to an education, to healthcare, where, you know, free speech matters, where voting is a thing, where bodily autonomy is a thing. And so if you care about any of that, then like, it isn't an option not to vote for Joe Biden. And if you care about the Palestinian people and you care about what is happening in Gaza and the Congo in Ukraine, then again, not voting for Joe Biden is not a fucking option. Oh, genocide Joe. Yeah, motherfuckers, I know what is happening. I know where our tax dollars are going. And I know that there is absolutely no hope for those people if Donald Trump becomes president. That's what I fucking know. And you need to know it too. So protest, scream, march, donate, do whatever you want to do. But come November, trust and fucking believe that you better be pulling that lever for Joe Biden. Right? Or just lowering yourself into a grave, because those are the two fucking options that are going to be present for you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go to the stories. So one of the number one stories are all of the things that the Supreme Court is hearing this term. And, you know, this, again, just goes back to elections. You know, in 2016, fucking Hillary Clinton told everybody that the fate of the Supreme Court was going to rest in who won the election. But you know what? A majority of Americans couldn't hear her because apparently they can't hear women, particularly those that speak sense. So they decided to roll the fucking dice and then turn around and want to know why Roe v. Wade was overturned, why affirmative action was overturned, why same-sex marriage is going to be next up on the block, why free speech is going to be squashed, why Donald Trump is going to be able to have absolute immunity. Like, you want to know why all of these things are happening? Because you didn't want to vote for a woman in 2016. That's why. And for those fucking idiots that keep getting interviewed on cable news, like, oh, it's Joe Biden, the reason why we don't have Roe v. Wade anymore. Yeah, dummy. Like, this is exactly why, you know, public education is important and a robust one at that, because y'all don't know how government works. So up on the docket with the Supreme Court right now are so many freedom of speech cases, or so many First Amendment cases about whether or not the government has the ability to ensure that social media platforms are doing their best to protect people from disinformation and misinformation. And that is up. You have whether or not, you know, Donald Trump can be president of the United States and order the SEAL 6 team to kill his political opponent. That is up. The immunity case. In so many ways, folks, I think about this upcoming election and realize that Donald Trump has won, right? Donald Trump, for his entire fucking grifting, dirty, sleazy, disgusting, sexual assaulting fucking life, has been gaming the system, has known where all of the weak points are, and has been able to appeal, push back, waste time, not pay taxes. Like, he is the laziest, most disgusting example of a fucking grifting piece of shit that you can see. But he turns around and he says it's all of these hardworking migrants that are coming across the border that are willing to do anything, right, for any low amount of wage, because that's how hardworking and ambitious they are about trying to change their lives. Donald Trump, born with a silver spoon in his fucking mouth, right, wouldn't fight for this country, bone spurs, doesn't offer housing and had to be sued multiple times for denying housing to black and brown people because he's a fucking racist, has raped women, right? Like, and he's the one that's telling you that the people around you that are trying to access a better life are the lazy ones. They're the ones that you need to be worried about. They're the ones that are quote unquote animals, right? Donald Trump is a fucking animal and should have been put down a long time ago. And by put down, I mean out of business a long time ago. But because of his wealth, because of his whiteness, and because of his access, right? He has been able to ascend to the presidency, which tells you everything that is wrong with our political system, tells you everything that is wrong with our legal system, is embodied in Donald Trump. So when we're looking at the Supreme Court and the barrage of decisions that they're going to come out and make by the time that their term is done in June, all Donald Trump will do, if he is able to become president again, is finish the hit job that the Supreme Court that he put together has been hacking at for the last few years. So all we have, right, is the ability to have a president that will at least do the bare minimum of executive orders and maybe buy Joe Biden a little bit of time to figure out, can we expand the Supreme Court? What do we do to neutralize this radicalized, weaponized, grifting ass body that is there for life? So that's number one story, right? Pay attention to what is coming out of the Supreme Court and pay attention to the fact that they are totally in the bag for Donald Trump because they had the decision to make about his immunity in January when Jack Smith brought it to their attention and they said no, because they wanted to be able to buy Donald Trump more time so that he can become president of the United States and just, you know, do away with all of these little cases against him that, by the way, are never going to see the light of day before November. So it isn't the courts we're waiting on, folks. We are the ones that we are waiting on. right? We are the last defense to hold on to democracy and have justice be served to Donald Trump. We are it. It isn't the courts, because the delay tactics have worked, right? That's story number two. So the documents case, we're not going to see, because Judge Cannon is in the bag for Donald Trump. The hush money case is now delayed by 30 days, and certain pieces are not going to be allowed in, namely the Access Hollywood tape, because the judge feels like it is goes against the defense in a discriminatory way and will color the jury. If you haven't heard that tape, like, have you been living on Mars since 2016? I have no idea. So that case is not going to happen for 30 days. Then you have the January 6th case, which is the immunity case that is sitting before the Supreme Court. So if, in fact, the Supreme Court decides that, no, a president can't hire SEAL Team 6 and execute without any legal issues whatsoever a political opponent, that case won't start until September or October. Right on time for the election. So that's not going to happen. So basically, all of these 91 charges, 4 indictments have been halted. And who do we have to blame for that? Well, let me remind you. Merrick fucking Garland. Because when Merrick Garland came into office, he not only had the entire Mueller report before him, where he could have begun charging Donald Trump based on what his colleagues put together in the Mueller report, you know, the 10 ways in which Donald Trump had obstructed justice, but because of their arbitrary rule that you can't indict a sitting president, he lay in office for 4 years going unindicted. Well, Merrick Garland could have picked up that ball and ran with it, but, you know, he decided not to. He also could have started the investigations into all sorts of things and hired Jack Smith, you know, in January of 2021 and get the ball rolling. And do you know where we would have been right now in 2024? Well, Donald Trump wouldn't have been the Republican nominee and probably would have been prosecuted and found guilty outside of it being a political witch hunt, because it would have started in, guess what, 2021. I don't know why that man still has a job. I really don't.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And the final story that I think that folks should be paying attention to and following is there's an ad that dropped. It's on Joy Reid's page. I think I posted it in my stories as well. There is an anti-Trump Republican group that is backed by $50 million, so not a small amount of money, even though we know that it takes about $1 billion to run for office, the presidency in this country, if not more. And I think the Senate races went into the hundreds of millions. But $50 million directed at Donald Trump and how he has destroyed the Republican Party. And that this group is not, you know, they're like, we're not going to side with Biden on several policy issues and we're fine with that. But what we do know is that we side with America and Donald Trump does not care about America or Americans. And so they are started their ad campaign. They have about, I think, over 100 or some odd testimonials on their website. I hope that grows to the tens of thousands of people who say that they voted for Donald Trump and they will not vote for him again because they care about democracy and that he has gone too far. I hope that these ads play in every single swing state. I hope that they play in every single swing state from now until the election, on airwaves, on podcasts, on television stations, because that's where it matters. You know, all we need is just a peel off, right, of Republican voters who are like, I'm not going to vote for Biden, but I'm not showing up for Donald Trump. That's what we need, right? Just in the same way that the Republican Party has been trying to peel off Latino men and Black men to get just enough, right, to be disaffected from the Democratic Party so that they win. This is the same strategy that we need to be using. It is not about getting people inside of the Democratic tent. It's getting them to avoid the Republican one, frankly, right? So you have those people who want to vote for Democrats, who will vote for Democrats, and they need to know what Joe Biden has done. But there are other people who are not going to vote for Joe Biden. They don't care what he's done, but they need to understand what Donald Trump has done so that they decide to stay the fuck home. That's what we want, right? Is for people to, in the Republican Party, those independents, the independents, I hope, is to vote for Biden, but to not vote for Donald Trump, right? And at least you can argue with and get into real policy debates with a Joe Biden. You cannot do that with an authoritarian, and that is what their message is. And so you'll probably start to see these pop up on your social media, because I think that they are going to get some attention. But we will see. You know, right now, Mike Pence is the only real vocal person that has come out and said that he is not going to vote for Donald Trump. But there are, I think, over 40 members of Donald Trump's cabinet, because that's how much fucking turnover he had in his first term, that are not voting for Donald Trump. And so my whole thing is like, get those people on tape. Right. Get those people to sit down in interviews and tell you why they worked for Donald Trump and the Trump administration and why now, given the opportunity for him to run again, that they are absolutely not voting for him. Because that speaks volumes. It should speak volumes. Right. Because trust me, I don't want to give these people any type of fucking applause. Like, you did the worst to this country in that administration. But the fact that maybe January 6th was the only thing that got you to realize how far Donald Trump was willing to go, and that January 6th is just a preview for what will actually happen in this country if he were to become president again, I think is important. And I think that they owe the country that truth. So hopefully this Republican outfit that is running videos and ads against Donald Trump, hopefully that will be their next layer, is to unveil the voices and the faces of those that worked inside of the administration to tell the American people why they can't support Donald Trump this time around, because that's what we need. Folks, we are up against just so very much. And I know that our nerves are frayed. I know that our hopelessness is kind of circling the drain. And all I continue to tell you is that today is the first day of spring. Clean out your closets, open up your windows, breathe in some fresh air, do whatever it is that you need to do on a regular basis in order to maintain your sanity, in order to center joy, because you're going to need it. We need it. So if you're like, it's not working, double and triple down on it or find something new, because we need everyone, right, to stay as centered and sane and grounded as possible so that we can get through the next several months together. That is it for me today, dear friends, on this lovely Woke Wednesday. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.